Okay, we're nearly there at the end of this story. About me seeing Gary Starr's penis in a show and realising I had to get my penis out in my next show. And then I told the story at 11. I had cock dysmorphia. I thought everyone's cock was bigger than mine in the showers. And then I saw my friend, actor Simon Lowe. At 16, his penis seemed to be bigger than mine. And then at university, I met the woman who was to become my wife, and we had kids, and although she touched my cock reluctantly, she never described it. Then shortly after my kids were born, we separated in all but name, and I was back in the game. And I was back in the game with what I thought, wrongly, was a below average size penis. Even though to me, in my hand, you know, it looked big, and of course I measured it from the belly button it was big, but it felt so small. Because in my head, everyone's penis was bigger than mine. And then I met someone. And I fell in love. And I'll always remember the words she said to me. She said, "Nathan, your penis is fucking massive." And I thought, what are you now? You're just a kid. You know? Now, I was like 35. She was like in her early 20s. Ew. Then I split up with her and went out briefly with someone else. I was like 42, she was 32. Ew. And again, she said the same words. "Nathan, your penis is massive." And I thought, maybe. Maybe there's something in this. Maybe there's something in my massive penis. I will end this story tomorrow. It's absolutely ridiculous.